Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and we are talking to Mary Jo Cook Elliott, the only IFBB Pro competitor who is also a vegan. This is part four of a five-part interview series we've been doing with her. And in this episode, you will learn Mary Jo's daily nutrition regimen for creating her award-winning perfect body. She's also going to share her favorite pre- and post-workout smoothie recipe. And then finally, she's going to go over how she structures her carbohydrates and fats during the day for optimal hotness. So, without further ado, here's Mary Jo. So where I think the most work is probably done with a lot of competitors is in the nutrition during peak week. That's where all sorts of weird stuff goes on, right? With sodium manipulation and water manipulation and what you do with your carbs and stuff like. Let's go a little bit into that. Let's switch into nutrition. So let's start with let's back up a little bit. Let's go. We're several months out of the away from the contest. What does your typical daily nutrition look like?
Well, you know, I'll speak from, you know, my experience and kind of what I do, and I'm a little bit of a freak with that, you know, my metabolism and kind of, you know, just my genetics and my body type, and so for me, my nutrition is fairly is in all honesty, and I know this sounds so awful, but you know, it truly goes to say that if you do your homework and you really do what you need to do, in the beginning, it makes life a lot easier later on. And for me, it's all those years of dedication to sound nutrition. Even though my nutrition is different now, I still had a base in nutritional practices and behaviors, and you know, kind of my nutrient timing that now it stays pretty. And especially, I will say this: when you're following a vegan plan or a raw vegan plan or high raw or whatever you're doing, your nutrition is definitely different than a traditional bodybuilding or fitness nutrition plan. And that's because the types of foods that you're eating are different. So for me in particular, I would definitely have a lot more fruit.
So what did you have for breakfast yesterday?
Oh goodness, for breakfast. Let's see, I probably had about 9 ounces of fresh fruit and
what kind of fruit?
Well, what did I have in yesterday? Yesterday I probably had apple and I'm drawing a blank on what they're called. Oh my goodness. Holy cow, I can't remember what they're called. Okay, I'm gonna have to come back to pomegranate seeds.
Oh, pomegranates?
They're pomegranates.
Oh, so, yeah, pomegranate. Okay, so you had 9 ounces of apple and pomegranate?
No. So it'd be like apple and maybe some pomegranate, some pear, maybe some tangerines, maybe some kiwi, whatever I can find at my, I go to my local organic market that I go to. I kind of just look and see what looks fresh and, try and eat what's in season and kind of just create a medley as far as, you know, a little bit of variety and texture and flavor and color. And then, of course, then I add chia and hemp and buckwheat to it and kind of just, you know, that would be my first real meal of the day.
You chop up your apples and your pomegranate and any other fruits, or are you just eating these things separately?
Nope, I chop them all up. What I do is I prep my food, like my breakfast. I'll actually prep that every 3 days. So I'll chop up my all my fruits, and it'll give me 3 days worth. And so I prep it in my container. So I have, when you're thinking of setting yourself up for success, you need to have a routine that allows you to prep your food in an efficient manner so that it's, especially when you're dealing with a lot of food prep, and being able to get that food quickly and efficiently. And so I'll prep my breakfast 3 days at a time. And I chop up all my fruits and, kind of get them all measured out in my bowls. And then in the morning when I go to get my fruit, that's when I will soak my chia and my hemp and my buckwheat let it fluff up. And then I'll put that in my fruit and kind of stir it up and go from there.
So you got hemp seeds, you've got buckwheat, and you just get that at any natural food store? I never had
buckwheat. Oh, you know what? I actually, it's a blend. I buy a blend of, it's a raw blend. It's chia, hemp, and buckwheat, and it's by a company called Roots Chia Goodness, and it's kind of it's a cereal blend, but then I always add a little extra chia seeds to that, and I really love Roots products.
So will you pour that in water? Is that?
I do. I'll measure out a couple tablespoons, and I put it in with water, and I let it soak for about 15 minutes, and then I just kind of put it on my fruit and stir it up, and then when
and
I get to work, that's when I have it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So 9 ounces of fruit, and then you've got your 2 tablespoons of that medley, the chia seeds, the buckwheat,
yeah.
and the hemp. Okay, interesting. Wow, that's interesting. I've never had that before.
It's so awesome.
I want to try that.
So excited.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, so that's the first meal. Second meal.
Well, I'm really fortunate that I have a company here that's right next here in Orange County. It's called 118 Degrees, and
yep,
I'm sure you're familiar
well.
With it.
Sure, eaten there many
Jenny
times.
Ross. Oh, yeah, Jenny Ross has absolutely just been the most amazing woman and really truly been a mentor to me throughout this entire process. And, you know, they actually prepare my meals for me. And so I eat 118 degrees, like, every day. All her meals, her chef prepares everything for me. And so I pick up my meals. Thank goodness it's just right down the street from my office, so I can get there in like 5 minutes. And she just truly creates the most beautiful meals for me. And so my next meal may be something I tend to do. For me, the way I structure my meals is I like to start my day. I get up. I do drink my lemon water. I'll do, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes of cardio while I drink my lemon water, kind of on an empty stomach, get ready for work. While I'm downstairs getting ready for work, I'll, you know, get my chia seed cereal soaking, dump it on my fruit, head off to work. I get to work. I eat my fruit. Then my next meal
would
be...
So you're doing cardio separately on top of, outside of your Monday through Sunday gym routine?
Yeah. I tend to do 15 minutes of just, I get out of bed and I just do 15 minutes of cardio while I sip on my lemon water. It just really kind of gets the digestive system going.
Would you have a treadmill or something at home that you do your cardio?
Yeah, I have a beautiful elliptical. I love that machine.
Oh, okay. So you're doing some elliptical for 15 minutes right after you get up with lemon.
Right when I get
when
up.
We say lemon water, was this cold lemon water out of the fridge? You dump some lemon in or?
No, actually, you know, I have filtered water that's out on the counter, room temperature, and I just squeeze a whole lemon or two, and sometimes I'll add some chlorella droplets into it, and that's kind of what I drink while I do my 15 minutes.
Is this your daily routine? You do this every day?
Not every day, but most days.
6 days out of the week, 5 days?
It could anywhere from 3 to 7. It really just depends.
So if you're feeling it, you do it?
Well, ideally, I like to do it, Monday through Friday. It's a nice work routine for me, and I really enjoy starting my work day that way.
Cool. Well, that's really cool. Okay, so great. So you pop out of bed, and it's lemon water and cardio, 15 minutes.
You got it. Yep.
And then after that, you finish, you have your breakfast?
Yes.
All right, great. And then the next meal, how soon until the next meal
Well,
after
it depends. It kind of just depends on, again, how I'm feeling. But it could be anywhere, and it also depends on what's going on at work. I do have a pretty intense job, and so it will be anywhere from, an hour to 90 minutes, and then I'll have my next real meal.
Oh, wow! All right, so breakfast, yeah. And then an hour and a half later, another meal.
Yeah,
that's great. And what is the next meal you have is a 118 degree meal.
It is, and I tend to, the way I structure the meals is that, when I pick up my meals, and Jenny actually has a wonderful meal program, and if that's something that your listeners are interested in, they can definitely contact her at 118 Degrees and get set up on that. I highly recommend that for anybody that is looking to, either do a detox program, and I know a lot of people are always interested in that around the New Year's, which does make me a little crazy because I think that it shouldn't just be a one-time event. I think it should kind of, New Year's resolutions can be any day of the year, but her meal programs are absolutely fabulous. They're nutritionally balanced. The variety of
things. Is there a name to the one that you have, or is yours a custom one?
It's pretty custom for me. Like I said, Jenny's a fabulous mentor for me, and she knows what my training needs are and has worked with me to create just this amazing meal program for me and to support my training. Because, you're eating for function, which is to train, but you're also eating aesthetic.
What was your second meal that you had after, or the meal that you had after breakfast, either yesterday
or
today?
Oh, I probably would have had half of a surfer sandwich. And what that is, which sounds really fancy, she has this amazing sprouted grain bread, and it's a buckwheat bread that's sprouted and dehydrated, and then on that with that, so that bread would be like my carb source, And so I like to have my carbs, my heavier carbs, earlier in the day or around my training. And so, of course, this would be earlier in the day, so that's why I would have it there. And then it's got, you know, every kind of fresh vegetable that you could possibly imagine kind of put on this sandwich. It might have some avocado in there. She does some really great, like tahinis and some nut cheeses that, you know, are great sauces or her salsas. So I'll do that with just tons of fresh vegetables, and that kind of would be my next meal.
Are you full by the time you're done eating that?
Oh yeah, it's great. I love it. I love food, and when I'm finished eating, I'm completely satisfied.
That's awesome.
And I'm sad for the last bite. I'm always sad. I'm like, oh man, this is so good.
So I
don't want it to end. I could eat all day long. I love food.
I'm here. I hear you. I feel the same way about food. The last.
Oh
bite.
No, I could eat till I pop. I absolutely love food.
Yeah, what I love the most is the first two bites are my favorite, and then I start getting sad from that point on.
Oh yeah,
it's
I get
downhill.
That.
Because I know it's going to be over soon.
Sad. I know.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so that's two meals out of the way. So an hour and hour to an hour and a half apart, and then what's the next meal after that?
Let's see. The next meal might be something that would be. I'm still wanting a little bit of extra carbs, so it might do maybe it would be maybe one of her meals. It would be like a buckwheat, not a buquette. She makes these tostada crackers, and so sometimes they're flaxseed crackers, or sometimes it's a flax wrap, or she makes some of these really fabulous wraps or crackers. And again, it'll be with some type of tahini, or maybe some olive oil, or it's a lot of good healthy fats. She does some, like I said, maybe some pumpkin seeds or something, you know, again, tons of fresh vegetables. That's kind of, you know, what my next meal would be. Maybe if I'm, depending on how I'm feeling, I might add in some, some sweet potatoes or something like that kind of on the side if I feel like I need a little bit more carbs. But that might be maybe my second meal. That would be my third meal.
Is that lunch at this point?
That would be lunch, yeah. I tend to eat it basically, for me, about anywhere between 7:30 and 8:30, then maybe like at 10, then maybe at 12:30, then maybe at 3, then at 6, then at 9.
Okay. Oh, wow, okay. So after that?
Then I may do it, it depends on like what my training is going to be like that. At that point, I may have a green smoothie. And in my green smoothies,
yeah, tell me more about that.
In my green smoothies, I use a variety of greens, and I will use some. I make all my own nut milks at home, and I make kind of a skim version of nut milks, and with a little bit of nut milk, perhaps some coconut water, and then I use some plant-based proteins. And so I'll put in my plant-based protein. One I really like is I like Dale's Raw Foods. Dale's a great guy, and he makes a really great protein powder. And so I might throw some of that in there, or I'll actually do my own blend of brown rice, pea, and hemp, where I kind of just create my own concoctions. So to make my green smoothies, I'll add in things like maca, and I'll add in hemp, pea, brown rice. I may add in a little bit of cacao if that's something that I'm interested in. I'll add a scoop of powdered greens. And kind of that all goes in the Vitamix, and I blend it all up, and I'll bring it with me to work already, just blend it up and ready to go.
That sounds really good.
Oh, it's awesome.
So there's your after lunch snack, and then now you still have that other half of that sandwich.
Trust me, I know. It's don't forget, because the way and then of course if I'm going to go, then I'll do my training session. I always follow my training session with I'll do a shake. And, I tend to prepare those in advance in the morning, and then that way they're ready for me so that when I need them, I can have them. So I'll follow my workout with a shake. And then after a training session, after I have my shake, typically about 90 minutes, they'll say, well, I'll back
so
up.
So you have, so your workout happens after your fourth meal?
Typically, yes.
So that's the green smoothie.
Yes.
So that's your pre-workout.
Pretty much. Sometimes I'll do, like Jenny makes these great, food bars. So I'll do a food bar. I know Dale's makes a great raw foods bar. If I'm feeling like I want something like that, I might have, a whole food, raw food bar before I train, or I'll do a smoothie.
Okay. That's okay, great. And then so then you work out, and after, and then when you finish your workout, do you drink something or eat something immediately after?
Immediately, definitely. And that's when I'll do another green smoothie. And
Okay,
that's
so
immediately post training.
is that similar to the same to the green smoothie you had before the workout?
It is. So I may add, depending on, again, what kind of fresh ingredients I have at home, that might be something where I'll have, let's say, perhaps a banana in my smoothie. And maybe I'll do like a, banana with some cacao, or I'll use a little bit more coconut water in my smoothie. Or if I don't want to blend something, I'll do coconut water with, my plant-based protein and just kind of shake it up in a shaker cup.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, great. So wow, so you got so that's five meals now, and then number six, I guess, is dinner time for you, right?
That would be dinner, and again, that's going to be another. For me, that's going to be tend to be more. It's not going to have. It's going to be mostly vegetable based. I may, depending on what type of vegetables I'm having, I'll get in some good healthy fats. Maybe I'll do some coconut butter or a little bit of coconut oil on it. I'll do, maybe do some, big salad or a bunch of, fresh vegetable medley, or I'll do like lettuce cups or some kind of, like a, maybe it's a stuffed tomato with like a marinated shiitake salad, or I'll do some kind of, some sprouted quinoa on, on a salad or with my vegetables. It always just kind of, it kind of depends on, and again, I'm really lucky that I have the meal program, because when I pick up my meals, I kind of look at my meals and I think, okay, I'm going to have this meal. It's, it's higher in carbs. It's got the breads or the crackers or the wraps. I have those earlier in the day. Maybe it has the sprouted quinoa. Then later in the day, it tends to be more vegetables with the healthy fats.
Nice. So nuts and seeds.
Yeah, nuts and seeds. A really good cold pressed olive oil, or some. I'll do like a coconut butter or flaxseed oil or something like that.
Awesome. And do you eat anything after dinner?
Oh yeah, I do. I could also, I could just eat all day. I could just exercise and eat all day. I truly love it, and travel, which is what I do when I'm not eating and exercising and working. And then before bed, I'll do maybe some pumpkin with some che like I'll get some mix some pumpkin, some flax seeds together. I might have a little bit of
Like raw
there
pumpkin?
is no I yeah I mean you can do raw
Or are you talking
pumpkin
about
or
pumpkin seeds?
nope, actual pumpkin, and pumpkins are in season, so you can actually do a really good pumpkin recipe in the blender, or you could do some butternut squash in your
Oh,
Vitamix
wow. Wow.
and blend it up. Yeah, and then I'll mix in some cinnamon, and I'll stir in some flax seeds, and I'll put it in the refrigerator for about 30 minutes. Let those flax seeds plump up and kind of get nice and chewy, and it creates a nice texture with the pumpkin or the butternut squash or whatever kind of squash maybe I'm into. I do sometimes add in, and this is, I know, a little bit controversial. Some people are into tofu, some people aren't. Sometimes I'll add in, again, if I'm feeling that I'm needing a little bit of maybe extra protein or something, I'll do a quarter cube of a sprouted organic tofu blended in with my pumpkin or something. And that I kind
Nice.
of just create a little pudding before bed, or maybe I'll do an avocado pudding before bed or
Huh.
something like that.
Wow, I'm fascinated about this pumpkin thing. So with the pumpkin, do you take the skin off, or do you blend it with the skin on?
No, what I do is I just scoop out the flesh, so no skin.
I've
And
never
then
done that before. That's amazing.
sometimes since it's winter, I will, roast it in the oven just a little bit, just to get the skin a little bit soft, or
Yeah.
steam it just a little bit on a stovetop, just to soften it. And then if I'm time permitting, or if it's just not happening, I buy organic canned pumpkin, and that will, I always keep that in stock, because I give it to my dogs as well, so I share it with the dogs sometimes.
Wow. Wow, so you've got it. You probably are never hungry.
No.
And how much water do you drink every day?
Oh, I'm like a fish. I drink water all day long.
You do more than a gallon?
In the summertime, possibly, but in the wintertime, not so much. Yeah, it's probably right at a gallon in the wintertime.
Just around a gallon. That's great. And when so let's go back to Kara's question about handling peak week and getting cut. Would this be the diet that you would use
You know what?
to get
It
cut?
would. And it would be. I would definitely, if, for example, if I were to look at her nutrition, I would, again, think that, first of all, her carbohydrate sources, and I'm assuming she's, if you're vegan or if you're raw, you know, your nutrition's going to vary just slightly as far as the types of foods and the variety of foods that you're eating. But again, I think that it's still structured the same. You're going to have your carbohydrates earlier in the day, but the exact amount of carbohydrates, of course, is going to depend on your specific conditioning and training intensity and what your physique goals are, but definitely keep the carbs earlier in the day. That's going to be your fruits or your grains or, any kind of like your sprouted carbohydrate sources. If you're doing, rices or wild rice or legumes or whatever the person may be doing, I would recommend keeping it earlier in the day and right around your workout. Then latter half of the day, that's when you want to go into, switching towards those healthier fats, and that's going to be getting into, your avocados or, your coconut butters or oils and things like that later in the evening, maybe more nuts and seeds and stuff. So for me, it's fruits and carbs earlier in the day around my workout. Later in the day, again, it goes towards those healthy fats.
And awesome. That's going to wrap up this fourth segment. There's one more to go. I hope you've enjoyed this so far. Man, she is just a wealth of information, and it is so cool to hear it straight from the mouth of not just a champion, but someone who's still in the game. She's still in it, competing, placing the top five in contests, doing it vegan style, representing. In the fifth and final installment coming up, you're going to learn Mary Jo's peak week diet that she uses 1 week before her contest. You're also going to learn how to make sure you don't have any belly-busting bloat or gas. She's going to share with you her strategies for that. And also, she's going to share her strategy for manipulating water and using juicing to get extra lean and defined before her contest. And finally, you're going to learn how to connect with Mary Jo. So definitely don't miss that one. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. Don't forget to pick up your free copy of the Vegan Muscle eBook. Baby, go to veganmusclebook.com and get it today. Also, if you've enjoyed these episodes, leave a comment, will you? It helps us out so much. If you're listening to this on an iPhone or iPod, there's usually a rate this podcast little option on there. Please use that. If you believe that we deserve 5 stars, give it to us because it gets our name up there and helps others find this podcast and this information that's so valuable. I thank you so much for being a fan of the show and a subscriber. I can't tell you how much it means to me. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you on the next episode, the last and final installment. This is Thomas Tadlock from Vegan Body Revolution, and I will catch you on the next podcast.